The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
Foolish mortals. Back for another one of my terror tales. Well, tonight's story is about a young boy who comes home from school one day and notices something strange about his family. I call this one, My Name is Tommy. Enjoy, kiddos.
My name is Tommy. And I think I might be going insane. And I grew up in a normal middle-class home with loving parents and a sweet little sister. And everything seemed fine. Until one day, when something very strange happened. And I came home from school, and when I walked into the living room, I saw something that disturbed me. My mother and father were sitting on the couch, smiling at the TV. The weird thing was that the TV wasn't on. Yet they were staring at it intentionally. They both turned and looked at me simultaneously and said,
"Hello, Tommy."
My heart leapt into my throat. My name is Tommy. How could my own parents make a mistake like that? "Is everything okay?" I asked.
"Everything is perfect, Timmy,"
my father replied. They were both smiling from ear to ear. It was creepy. I decided to go upstairs and talk to my little sister. When I walked into her room, she was lying on her bed, staring at the ceiling. "Have you noticed anything strange about Mom and Dad?" I asked. She smiled at me and said,
"No, Timmy. Mom and Dad are just perfect."
My blood suddenly ran cold. My name is Tommy. Without another word, I backed out of the room. She was still smiling at me as I closed the door. I had no idea what to do. I couldn't shake the sneaking suspicions that there was something wrong with my entire family. I went into my bedroom and tried to think. I heard my mother coming up the stairs. She went into her bedroom and closed the door, and I decided to spy on her. So I went into the hallway and peeked through the keyhole. What I saw terrified me. My mother was changing her clothes. She was standing with her back towards me, and suddenly I noticed something very shocking. Her skin was very pale, and there was a zipper that ran all the way down her back. Whatever she wasn't my mom. And that's when the panic set in. And I ran down the stairs and out the front door. As I was dashing down the driveway, I looked back and saw my father at the front door. He was on all fours, growling and howling like an animal and chasing after me, like an enraged demon. Since then, I've been on the run. All I can do is keep moving. Now that I know their secret, they can't afford to let me live. I keep moving from place to place, begging on the street for spare change. Oh, I tried to go to the police, but they wouldn't believe me. They said I was a runaway and tried to bring me back to my parents. I just narrowly managed to escape. I tried to go to the media, but every reporter I spoke to, they just laughed in my face. And I'm tired of running, and I'm pretty sure they killed my real family. My only reason for living now is to get revenge. Can anyone help me? My name is Timmy.
Looks like the skin ticker's got old Tommy and turned him into Timmy. Better watch out. You could be next. Oh, look, it's time for one of my funny bones. Why did the ghost go into the bar? For the booze! That's all for this week, kiddos. join me next week for an all-new Terror Tale. Until then, sleep well, friends. And then remember, to stay spooky.